Lesson 5. Antic, antic. Attire, attire. Captivate, captivate. Deft, deft. Diligent, diligent. Eclipse, eclipse. Evolve, evolve. Innate, innate. Inscribe, inscribe. Posture, posture. Shroud, shroud. Stifle, stifle. Tentative, tentative. Tranquil, tranquil. Versatile, versatile. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. A born artist. To exhibit one's work at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., would be a high point in any artist's career. To receive such an honor at the age of 14 is truly remarkable. Yet that was the age of the Chinese painter Wang Yani when her paintings were given their first American showing there in 1989. Hundreds of thousands of visitors came and were captivated by her pictures of animals, birds, and landscapes. And in the Smithsonian Sackler Gallery, audiences were able to watch as Yani, barefoot and attired casually in shirt and denim shorts, walked on stage and with deft strokes of the brush produced works of art right before their eyes. She did so with total concentration, seemingly unaware of the onlookers. If 14 seems a young age to receive so much attention, consider this. Yani's first exhibition in her native China was held when she was 4. She has been working diligently at her art since the age of 2. That was when Wang Xiqiang first became aware of his daughter's interest in painting. Himself a well-known artist, he encouraged Yani by providing her with large sheets of paper, ink, and brushes, the traditional materials of Chinese painting. He never gave her a lesson and also discouraged her teachers at school from doing so. He believed such instruction would only stifle her imagination and prevent her from expressing her feelings freely. His faith in his daughter's innate talent was fully justified by her early success. In fact, Wang Yani's fame soon eclipsed her father's fame. Yani's first subjects were monkeys. She became fascinated with their antics after a visit to the local zoo and painted hundreds of pictures of them. One of her favorites is 30 feet long and took her just 4 hours to complete. It shows 112 monkeys in various postures, each with a different expression. As she grew older, she became more versatile and began painting other creatures such as birds, horses, and lions. Later, her style evolved, and she broadened her range of subjects to include trees, flowers, and especially landscapes. Her interest in landscapes is not surprising, since Yani lives in a region of great natural beauty in southern China, with gently rolling hills, clear streams, and ancient temples. Not far away are the famous cone-shaped Guilin Mountains, often shrouded in mist and a favorite subject of the young painter. Yani paints what she feels about what she sees, rather than simply what she sees, and in her paintings of the mountains, she tries to capture the feeling of tranquility that she experienced while visiting the scene. She often begins by spilling ink onto the paper, a method known as pomo. She follows this with a few tentative strokes, then proceeds rapidly until the painting is completed, often in less than half an hour. Yani often includes an inscription in Chinese characters as part of a painting. A typical one reads, "Autumn is a withering season for the trees, but the animals are happy." By the time she was 16, Yani had painted more than 10,000 pictures. You might wonder if she has time for other things. In addition to pursuing her studies, she reads for pleasure, especially Chinese literature. She also enjoys playing basketball and table tennis. Her other talents are singing and dancing, skills that she feels help her with her painting, for in a good painting, according to a Chinese saying, the brush sings and the ink dances.